All right, Aretha Franklin with Something He Can Feel. And that is, of course, that was preceded by En Vogue's version of the same song, giving him Something He Can Feel. That was off their Funky Divas record. So we played those back to back. It's not really something I enjoy doing, but it's relevant here because we're having a show here devoted to Questlove's book, Music is History. He has a chapter in the book where he talks about how history can be reinterpreted, or how it can be almost like owned by the one doing the retelling. So he takes that and he turns it into, you know, how music or how songs can be owned by somebody who reinterprets or covers a song years later. So Aretha Franklin's version, the original, was co-produced by Curtis Mayfield. It's for a film that came out in 1976 called Sparkle. And I think both artists were sort of a little bit on the downswing. They had a 60s and 70s where they were most popular, and they were both kind of looking to regain some of that popularity, and they teamed up, and this is a great song here. And En Vogue took that and made it, put it onto their release from Funky Divas. I believe that was 88. And, you know, they turned it into like this very more sultry, sexy version. I think they were even, Questlove talks about seeing them on Saturday Night Live, where they did another song, but he, which I think it was, I don't know, I can't remember what it was. Not important, but what it was made it, why it is important is that it made him think of this song, giving him Something He Can Feel, and how he wanted to hear that instead. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Prior to that, we had Billie Jean from Michael Jackson, and Prince and the Revolutions, Raspberry Beret, from Around the World in a Day. And so I wanted to mention real quick here the Michael Jackson, really interesting story. It's a very music businessy story, but basically, like, MTV was in a lot of hot water in the early 80s for, well, it wasn't really hot water yet, but it was getting hotter. And the fact that they weren't playing a lot of videos from African-American artists, or really any artist of color, so to speak. And so they, a lot of different artists were speaking out about this, including David Bowie, who said this in 1983. He was, of course, at this time very popular with the Lance Dance record and his big tour, Serious Moonlight. So he was a voice that people were paying attention to, even the MTV generation now. And with some of that gathering steam, it was this legendary label head, Walter Yetnikoff, running Sony Music, which owned Michael Jackson's label Epic. And he basically said that he would pull every artist on Sony off of MTV if MTV did not play Billie Jean, the lead single off of Thriller, Michael Jackson's record that was about to come out. So remember, this is the lead single, so I think it was out, the video was out before the record was actually in the stores. So that's kind of usually how it worked back then. And of course, they capitulated, and the record became massive. I mean, but it's amazing that he, Walter Yetnikoff, thought so much of this release. Of course, Michael Jackson had Off the Wall to bank on, but still, it was a huge moment. And from there, it was a lot more Prince, a lot more MJ, a lot more of everything. So a big moment there. So let's wanted to linger on that for a second. All right, but let's not linger anymore. Up next, so we're going to do the same thing with Easy. This is Faith No More's version, and then we're going to hear the original from the Commodores, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Yeah.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I begged, stole, and I borrowed. Yeah. Why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning. To make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like sun. Morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be.
Living dream,
love, life, live,
come play
the game.
Our world is free. it's a hot, it is a house of both females and males.
Oh, 40, oh,
for the disco, the DJ plays your favorite blast, takes it back to the past.
Music, magic, poof,
hump, hump, bump, get bump with some blast. Working all around the clock. Everybody gotta rock it, don't stop it.
your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm KRS and I'm on the mic and premieres on the breaks.
All right, KRS-One with MCs Act Like They Don't Know. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for tuning in. On this second in a two-part series devoted to Questlove's book, Music is History. And prior to that, we had Africa Bambaataa with Don't Stop Planet Rock. And then we had the double shot of Easy. So harkening back to the earlier set where we had the double shot of Something He Can Feel from En Vogue and Aretha Franklin, this time the Commodores preceded by Faith No More. So we had the cover and then the original. And you know, it's amazing how loyal, you know, the Faith No More version is to the original. And I think when he goes, when Lionel Richie goes high, when he goes higher on that note, I think the Faith No More, instead of asking Mike Patton to go high, they instead have like a high fuzzy guitar, or kind of like a screechy guitar, but not like loud screechy, just kind of like a underneath screechiness. So that was kind of funny, but also, yeah, I remember when that came out, I was sort of rolling my eyes, not really getting it, but with age comes wisdom, I suppose. All right, KRS-One, so that was interesting because of that bell in the background. It's funny, in the book, Questlove talks about how he's working on a Roots record, and he was hearing this bell and didn't know how to place it, or he didn't know who was making it, or I guess he assumed it was being created somehow. So he went and into the next studio, or whatever studio he'd heard it from. I don't know how the sound got through walls in a studio, but nevertheless, he heard it, found the studio where that it was coming from. And of course, he knew KRS-One, and they told him it was an actual bell. So they weren't like creating it with some kind of like a synthesizer, it wasn't sampled or anything. They had an actual bell in the studio there. I thought that was kind of funny. All right, let's move on. Up next, this one is PM Dawn. Not really a big part of the book, but it's funny there. He mentioned so many songs. We should need to play some just because they get a mention. This is Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. Of course, what other song would I be playing for them? Who knows, right? 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
Set adrift on memory bliss of you.
Set adrift. Tell me about your childhood.
At the tender age of three, I was hooked to a machine just to keep my mouth from spouting junk. It must have took me for a fool, 'cause they chucked me out of school, 'cause the teacher knew I had the funk. But tonight I'm on the edge, better shut me in the fridge, because I'm burning up. I'm burning up. With the vision in my brain, and the music in my veins, and the dirty rhythm in my blood. They are messing with my heart. And they're messing with my heart. And they're messing with my heart. What's that messing with my ripping me apart. Hyperactive when I'm small, hyperactive now I'm gone, hyperactive in the 90s, young.
Now I'm
talking about nuclear war. Nuclear war. The nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. If a motherfucker, don't you know? They're talking about nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. If a motherfucker, don't you know? If a motherfucker, don't you know? If they push that button, your ass gotta go. If a motherfucker, don't you know? If they push that button, your ass gotta go. They're talking about nuclear war. They're talking about nuclear war. If they push that button, your ass gotta go.
They're talking about
this nuclear war.
They're talking about
nuclear war.
If they push that button,
your ass got to go.
Your ass got to go.
If they push that button,
if they push that button,
your ass got to go.
Your ass got to go.
When the blast you,
blast you,
so high in the sky,
so high in the sky,
gonna blast you,
gonna blast you,
so high in the sky,
so high in the sky.
You can kiss your ass goodbye.
Kiss your ass.
You can kiss your ass goodbye.
Kiss your ass.
You can kiss your ass. Kiss
your ass.
If they push that button,
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 gonna blast your ass. If they push that button,
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 they push that button,
if they push that button,
push that button,
push that button,
you can kiss your ass,
you can kiss your ass.
Goodbye, goodbye,
goodbye, goodbye.
Kiss your ass,
you can kiss your ass.
Goodbye, goodbye,
goodbye, goodbye.
They're talking about,
they're talking about
nuclear war,
nuclear war.
They're talking about radiation,
radiation,
mutation,
mutation,
radiation,
radiation,
mutation,
mutation,
radiation,
radiation,
mutation,
mutation,
fire,
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 hydrogen bomb,
hydrogen bomb,
atomic bomb,
atomic bomb.
If they push that button,
if they push that button,
it's a motherfucker,
it's a motherfucker.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
It's a motherfucker,
it's a motherfucker.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
If they push that button,
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 your ass got to go.
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 It's a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker. Goodbye.
Kiss your ass.
Kiss your ass.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
about.
They talking about
nuclear war.
Nuclear war.
Talking about.
Talking about
nuclear war.
Ooh.
Mutations.
Mutations.
Radiation.
Radiation.
If they push that button,
it's gonna blast you so high.
It's gonna blast you so high.
Up in the sky.
Right in the sky.
You can kiss your ass.
You can kiss your ass.
Goodbye.
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 Farewell.
Farewell.
Goodbye, ass.
Goodbye, ass.
And it's a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Push that button.
If they push that button,
if they push that button,
they push it,
they push it.
Kiss your ass goodbye.
Kiss your ass goodbye.
Oh my God. Wow. I gotta start previewing these, huh? Oh, that's funny. Sun Ra is, of course, who did that, and his orchestra with Nuclear War. From a Fireside Chat with Lucifer is the name of that record. Allegedly, according to the Musica's History book written by Questlove that we've been referencing all night, Sun Ra submitted this demo, including that song, of course, to his label, which was Columbia Records, a major record label, and they rejected it immediately. They were probably listening to it like, what the F is this? And then he went, of course, and put it out on his own, or he found an Italian label that put it out, so basically put it out on his own. But, I mean, that's sort of the nature of his art, really, is that there are a lot of labels just didn't get it. Questlove goes on in the book a little bit about Sun Ra and how he was the first Afrofuturist who went on to directly and even indirectly influence rap and some of the R&B and soul artists like Janelle Monáe, who are recording today. So it's an important artist to profile briefly, one of many in the book, which is part of the joy of the book, is that he talks about so many different artists over the last, really 50, 60 years or more, really, not just his life, but he goes back into the 50s and 60s before he was born. So it was part of the, it was important to get that in there, at least in the show tonight. Tears for Fears prior to that, Sowing the Seeds of Love, and it was Thomas Dolby's Hyperactive preceding that one, with PM Dawn, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, starting the things off. I wanted to get Thomas Dolby in there. Interesting story is that he was recording this record, I believe the Flat Earth, the same time, 1983, the same time that, or 82 actually, the same time that Michael Jackson was recording Thriller. And so they were actually in the same, not in the same studio, but just like in the same building. And, and they, during a break or whatever, they crossed paths and they were talking about what they were working on. And I think, Michael Jackson knew Thomas Dolby, or maybe they both knew each other. But whatever, they were, as in the course of their conversation, Thomas Dolby suggested that, or Michael Jackson suggested that if Thomas Dolby has something that, he was looking to loan or give Michael Jackson, he would use it on his next record, which was probably news to Quincy Jones. But anyway, that's how the conversation went. And eventually, probably quickly, Thomas Dolby came up with something. And that song was Hyperactive. He was like, here's a really good bass line. I think this is something that you would like. And so we sent it to Michael Jackson. And he was, of course, like, I'm sure Quincy Jones is looking over his shoulder like, yeah, this is good, but we've got something else happening here. So we sent it back to Thomas Dolby very nicely. and said, I replied, no, thank you. But, I mean, it's kind of funny that that Thomas Dolby song had a chance to get on Thriller. It's just kind of a funny story, but probably no chance, really. Anyway, so another part of the book that I wanted to focus on of music as history is the folkiness stuff, the power of songs to call people to action. There's a little bit in that with the Arlo Guthrie and, of course, with Bob Dylan. And so let's hear Only a Pawn in Their Game from The Times They Are Changing, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand set the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain as he rises to fame. And the poor white remains on the caboose of the train, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. But it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks. And the hoofbeats pound in his brain. And he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch. To hang and to lynch, to hide neath the hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. Today Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet he caught. They're lowering him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, you'll see by his grave, on the stone that remains, carved next to his name, his epitaph plain, only a pawn in their game.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. ta taliman, tali mi banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day is a day. A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Day-o.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. Diana Ross underneath with Missing You. Great track there. Prior to that, we had, of course, Harry Belafonte with Day-O. That was a song that Questlove ended most of his sets with. You know, he was asked to do a playlist for the president, former president Barack Obama, and it was something that was so important to him. He just continued to tweak it, and he never submitted it to them. And, you know, by the time he was leaving office, it was like too late, and he was kind of almost ready. So that was kind of an interesting anecdote. Bob Dylan, of course, starting things off with Only a Pawn in Their Game. We're done here. I'm going to give the Roots the last word, as I did last time. This is You Got Me. This is the Roots and Erykah Badu from Things Fall Apart. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll see you in 2 weeks here on 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking.
classes abroad. She studying film and photo flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elysee Montmartre, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop, and keep telling me, telling me, yeah. Sometimes I got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only loving your mic. I know you got to get that paper, daddy. Keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know this ball player and he think I'm pretty. Psych, I'm playing, boo. You know it's just with you, I'm staying, boo. And when cats